ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, text number 11. Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. So I'll read 8 and 9, then we'll chant. I'll read 9 and 10, and then we'll chant 11. Text number 9. Dear son Prahlad, all peace and good fortune unto you. Kindly do not speak lies. Just reply with the truth. These boys you see are not like you. They do not speak in a deviant way. How have you learned these instructions? How has your intelligence been spoiled this way? Purport. Prahlad Maharaj was still a boy, and therefore his teachers thought that if they pacified the little boy, he immediately speak the truth, revealing how the Vaishnavas came there to teach him lessons in devotional service. It was surprising, of course, that in the same school of the other boy, the Dayas, were not polluted. Only Prahlad Maharaj was supposedly polluted by the instructions of Vaishnavas. The main duty of the teacher was to inquire who those Vaishnavas were that came to teach Prahlad and spoil his intelligence. Text number 10. O best of your family, has this pollution of your intelligence been brought about by you or the enemies? We are all your teachers, very eager to hear about this. Please tell us the truth. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj's teachers were astonished that a small boy could speak such exalted Vaishnava philosophy. Therefore, they inquired about the Vaishnavas who steadily taught it to him, in order that these Vaishnavas might be arrested and killed in the presence of Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu. Text number 11. Sri Prahlad Uvacha Parasaschatiya Sadhyaha Pumsaya Yamayaya Krita Himoita diam vistas Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha. Word for word. Sri Prahlad Uvacha. Prahlad Maharaj replied. Para enemy. Swam. A kinsman or a friend. Cha, also. Iti, thus. Asat kriha, material conception of life. Pumsam, of persons. Yat, of whom. Mayaya, by the external energy. Vita, created. Himoita, bewildered. Divyam, those whose intelligence. Drishta, correctly experienced. Tasmai, unto him. Bhagavate, Supreme Personality Godhead, Namaha, my respectful obeisances. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality Godhead, whose external energy has created the distinction of my friend and my enemy. By deluding the intelligence of men, indeed, I am now actually experiencing this, although I previously heard of it from authoritative sources." Omarina taram dasya jana jana sakaya sakshurim tam jena tasme shi guru venoha shri shaitanya manomi stam stapitam yin gutrai svayam rupa karabhayam dante swabhadanti kam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Purport. Vijaya Vinaya Sampane Mamana Gabihastini Chini Chaiva Sapaga Cha Pandita Samadarshanaha. Bhagavad Gita 5.18. Dhambul said, by virtue of true knowledge, seized with equal vision, a learned and gentle Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and dog eater, outcast. Pandita, those who are actually learned, equal posed, advanced devotees, who have full knowledge of everything, do not see any living entity as an enemy or friend. Instead, with broader vision, they see that everyone is part of Krishna, as confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivar Surubhoy, Krishnara Nitya Das. Every living entity, being part of the Supreme Lord, is meant to serve the Lord. This is every part of the body is meant to serve the whole body. So here, Prahlad Maharaj was questioned by his teachers how he had learned Vaishnava's philosophy. They thought that some Vaishnavas had come there in disguise and had taught him this Vaishnava philosophy, because Prahlad Maharaj was the only boy in school that could speak with speaking in a deviant way. But Prahlad Maharaj thought, these fools think that I'm a stupid boy because they're entangled in samsara, or the external energy. And actually they're like crocodiles. The word graha means crocodiles, which of all persons fall in samsara. Now it is perceived by me. So, when one becomes a devotee, one is declaring war on Maya. And Srila Prabhupada went to America 1975, 76, 75. He would advise that you have to wear pants and shirt and tie, eat with knife, spoon, and fork. But Prabhupada said, no, I am not going there to learn from them how to be materialistic. I'm going there to teach them Vaishnavism, how to become a devotee. So, Prabhupada went to America dressed like a sannyasi, didn't compromise in any way. And gradually he establishes a following and introduced to the devotees, to introduce his followers how to dress like a Vaishnava, shaved head, sikha, neck beads, dhoti kurta. Up at that time, no one had seen such a thing. So they thought, when they saw a devotee, that he was crazy. They sent Kirtananda, one of Prabhupada's first disciples, went to the welfare office to get his, to apply for welfare. They said, you came to the wrong office. You have to go to this other office. So he went to the other office, unknowing what it was. It wasn't an office at all. It was a mental hospital. And they admitted him there. They thought he was crazy. So his parents had to come and bail him out. So this happened. Many of the first devotees, parents thought they were crazy. And several times they had their children admitted to mental hospitals to try to make them normal. Because when someone doesn't eat meat, doesn't take intoxication, doesn't have illicit sex, and doesn't gamble, then there must be something wrong with you. This is the way people think. So in this age of Kali Yuga, people can be very cruel. You see, even before Kali Yuga, how Hiranyakashipu was so cruel to his 5-year-old son. But Prahlada Maharaj was a Nitya Siddha, eternal associate of the Lord, and he was fearless. Just like Srila Prabhupada was fearless. Abhai, his name was Abhai, means fearless. So Prabhupada, at the age of 70, took a boat to America, a cargo ship, which took 35 days. That was very difficult for him. Somehow he survived that and he landed in New York City. When he got off the boat, came out of the port, he didn't know whether to turn right or left. He didn't know what to expect. But he had a sponsor, the Agarwals. They arranged for a man to come and a travel agent to pick him up and take him to their house. So as Prabhupada was dressed like a sannyasi, he had white rubber shoes, lungi, and chadar. So they'd never seen such a thing. But still, they were respectful to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada didn't preach to them very heavily. They were ordinary Americans, addicted to all sinful activities. But at least they didn't smoke in front of Srila Prabhupada. Anyway, Prabhupada stayed there for some time. Then he went to New York, stayed with Dr. Misra for some time, who was a Mayavadi. Then he ended up, finally got a place in Second Avenue where he could establish the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So it was a struggle, but somehow he was successful. He started to make devotees. And gradually devotees would shave their head and keep the sikha. Even a couple of his early disciples, they went to work with shaved head and sikha. And the people were surprised. What is this? They said, well, this is our religion. In America, we have freedom of religion. So they couldn't do anything. So here it says that the Pandit is the learned man, one who's advanced in Krishna consciousness, sees everyone with equal vision. Means he sees the soul and the super soul accompanying every living entity. Whether it be a dog or a man or a cow or an elephant or a dog eater. He sees everyone with equal vision. Of course, we are practical, and if a lion comes to eat you, you don't see that it's a spirit soul, you're going to run away. But Lord Chaitanya had one devotee whose name is Murari Chaitanya. He was fearless. He would slap tigers. Sometimes he would go underwater for 3 days without coming out. And one Gradhar Das, there was Gradhar Pandit and Gradhar Das. They were both expansions of the pleasure potency of Radharani. So one day, Gradhar Das ran to the house of the Qazi. We know Qazis are cruel, despot rulers, and they hate the Hindus. So Gradhar Das went to the Qazi's house and said to the Qazi, if you don't chant the name of Hari today, I'm going to cut off your head. So the Qazi was surprised, and he was charmed by the beauty of this person. So he said, Gradhar Das, why are you here? You go home for now. I'll chant the name of Hari tomorrow. So when Gradhar Das heard this, he chanted. He said, well, why tomorrow? You chanted today. And he danced in ecstasy and left the Qazi's house. In this way, he acted in a fearless condition. So everyone is the servant of Krishna. Javer Svaboy, Krishna Nichadas. It's like the sun. The sun is shining in India, shining in America, shining in China, and shining in Russia. You can't say the sun is a Russian sun or American sun or Indian sun. The sun is the sun. In the same way, the soul is there in every living entity. But the whole world is going on under false names and false forms. So people are thinking that I'm this, I'm American, or I'm Indian, or I'm Russian, or I'm Chinese. And this way, there's always conflicts, always wars. There was World War I, the World War II, the Vietnam War, war in Iraq. Wars are always going on because of this misconception of friends and enemies. Not knowing that everyone is an equal spirit soul. And so this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is the real United Nations. They have a United Nations in New York. And the only thing they've done, they tried to unite the world and keep peace in the world. But the only thing they've done is increase the number of flags that are flapping outside the building. They've not done anything to unite the world. But the Krishna Consciousness Movement, they had a program last year for the 50th anniversary of Jaladuta, and the devotees set a record for the most countries under practicing yoga under one society. And that was over 108. So devotees from all over the world can come to Vrindavan, Mayapur, and live peacefully together, because we're all spirit soul, and we're all servants of Krishna. But even in the devotee community, because we are Kanistha Bhaktas, there may be some arguments, and there may be some disagreements between people thinking, I'm his friend and I'm his enemy. This is also going on in the society of devotees. So it's only because most of us are still neophyte or Kanistha Bhakta. And Kanistha Bhaktas are not very fixed up, and their faith is not very strong, and so they have a tendency to argue with each other. Shri Gaurinitaya Krishna Bhava Radha Shyam Sundara Nita Vashaka Ki Jai. So it says every living entity is a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That just says every part of the body is meant to serve the whole body. So one time the senses, the arms, the legs, the head, said, why is the stomach getting all the food and we're not getting anything? So they decided we're going to go on strike. So the body didn't get any food, and nothing went in the stomach. So then they could understand that without feeding the stomach, then there's no possibility of any energy coming to the rest of the part of the body. So in the same way, if we serve Krishna, then all other necessities will be there. Everything will be supplied. It says it's like when you water the root of a tree, the leaves and branches flourish. When you eat a meal, you'll feel satisfied, and the body will be nourished. So in this way, by serving Krishna, there's no need to worship any demigod or depend on anyone else for our substance. Now Prabhupada says, a servant of the Supreme Lord, all living entities are one. But a Vaishnava, as a servant of the Supreme Lord, all living entities are one. But a Vaishnava, because of his natural humility, addresses every other living entity as Prabhu. A Vaishnava sees other servants to be so advanced that he has much to learn from them. Thus he accepts all other devotees of the Lord as Prabhu, Master. Although everyone is a servant of the Lord, one Vaishnava servant, because of humility, sees other servants as his master. Understanding of the master begins from understanding of the spiritual master. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nalagintu gopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Sakshara vichyan yasamasa shastri itasatava yata eva sabi kintu prabhur ya priya eva tasya vande guru si charana arvindam. The spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto lotus feet of such a spiritual master, who is the bona fide representative of Sri Hari, Krishna. The spiritual master, the servant of God, is engaged in the most confidential service of the Lord, namely delivering all conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya. And once one thinks, this person is my enemy, and this one is my friend. Actually, the Supreme Personality of the Godhead is the friend of all living entities, and all living entities are servants of the Supreme Lord. Oneness is possible through this understanding, not through artificially thinking that one of us is God or equal to God. The true understanding is that God is the Supreme Master, and all of us are servants of the Supreme Lord, and therefore on the same platform. This has already been taught to Prahlada Maharaj by his spiritual master, Narada. But Prahlada was nevertheless surprised how a bewildered soul thinks one person is his enemy and another his friend. Bhaktaram Jagannathapasam Sarvalokaneshwaram Sridham Sarvabhutanam Gatham Shakti Vichati. Krishna, he's the proprietor, he's the controller, and he's the well-wisher, our best friend of all living entities. And we can't approach Krishna directly. Gopal Prabhu was giving class yesterday, said he didn't know anything after so many years in devotional service. But at least he knows that we're the servants of Krishna and that Vrindavan is the best place to serve Krishna. So everyone, Prabhupada said, Vrindavan was meant for retirement. For those who have preached sufficiently all over the world can come and retire in Vrindavan and do bhajan in Vrindavan. This is the perfection of life. And this is the true understanding that no one can become God. The last there of Maya is when one thinks that I have become God. Many people think that way. They say, well, I'm God, you're God, we're all God. So we say, well, if you're God, then show us your universal form. In the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna displayed his universal form to Arjuna. Of course, they can't do that. And we should see everyone as master, Prabhu, are more qualified than ourselves. Janata Pisi Nityana, Twar Pisi Jana, Amanina Mandana, Kirtanya Sahari. This is the devotees always takes the position, humility, humble position. There's some quarrel, either for wrong or right, the devotee should take the humble position. So, the says, Ado Guru Ashraya. Here, Prabhupada is stressing the importance of accepting a spiritual master. Just like if you want to meet the Prime Minister of India, you can't go in directly in his office, meet him directly. You have to go through his secretary, his representative. So in the same way, no one can go directly to Krishna. People may say, I read Bhagavad Gita, I know Krishna. But if they don't have a spiritual master in the Vaishnava line, then they can't really know Krishna. It's only artificial. They're only giving lip service. They really don't understand Krishna. And that's the whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the ABC of our philosophy. And it's to establish the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvadharma Pritchaja, Mami Kam Saranabhaja, Ham Tvam Sarvapadmanyo, Moksha Shami Mahasujaha. Krishna said, just surrender to me, give up all varieties of religiosity, and I will protect you from all kinds of fear, all kinds of sinful activities. Do not fear. So this includes Dharma, Artha, Karma, Moksha. Most people are only interested in Dharma, Artha, and Karma. Don't know anything about Moksha. Or in other words, they practice some religion to get some economic development, get sense gratification. So they don't really know what the goal of life is, or how to attain it, or how to love God, or who God is. But we have, by reading Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells us who he is. He tells us in the 10th chapter, 7th chapter, he tells us about his opulences. Prabhupada tells us over and over again, Krishna is Tuhu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is equal to or greater than him. And Krishna is not an old man. Some religious people think God is an old man with no face. Or they say God is so great, you can't get close enough to see him. But according to the Vedas, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna means the all-attractive one. So we don't make that. We should not be confused by this other so-called religion they call Kaitava Dharma. These are cheating religions. The Muslims say God is Naraka. He can't have a form. So they went to temples all over UP and broke the deities. Because they say God can't have a form, and deity worship is idol worship, the product of the devil. But Krishna, Brahma Samhita says that Krishna has the eternal form full of knowledge and bliss, Agni Asha Sakalendri Viti Manti, that his form, he can perform all the activities with all his senses. His form is a Satchitananda Vigraha, totally full of knowledge and bliss. He doesn't have any veins, he doesn't have any blood, no bad smells come from his body. And Krishna is Navayoga, he's ever useful. When Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, he grew up to only 16 years old. And he never got any older than that. Even on the Balaku, etc., he was 125 years old. He was still looking like he was 16 or 20 years old. So this is by his internal potency, Yoga Maya, Atma Maya. He says, I come to this world by the arrangement of Atma Maya, Yoga Maya. And the living entity in the material world, we're under the control of three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. But Krishna doesn't get contaminated by the material modes and material nature. He's always above the modes. So this, we should understand this clearly, that we're all the eternal servants of Krishna. Krishna is one name. There's just hundreds of millions. There's many names of God. But the name Krishna is the one and this age of Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya came 500 years ago to introduce the Sankirtan movement, chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this way, it's called, Prabhupada said, we should become in oneness with Krishna. Doesn't mean we lose our identity. We're always an individual. But we have oneness and desire. We really should have no other interest but the interest to serve the Lord. This way, we should not be deviated, thinking I have other interests, I have something better to do. But service to Krishna, performing devotional service, practicing 9 processes of devotional service, this is the only interest we should have, and nothing else. So we should be very careful that we accept a spiritual master, and the spiritual master should be an Uttama Adhikari, a first-class devotee. But in any case, we should never think the spiritual master to be an ordinary human being, because what is the value of accepting a spiritual master if he's an ordinary human being? Then he can't help you in any way. The spiritual master has to be sotram brahmanistam. He has to be in full control of his senses, and he has to know the science of Krishna. This is a qualification of the spiritual master. So it's very important that we always be respectful to our spiritual master. Whenever the disciple sees the spiritual master, he offers obeisances. Prabhupada's servants would offer obeisances to Prabhupada 100 times a day. Whenever they came in the room, they'd offer obeisances. Whenever they left the room, they'd offer obeisances. So this, we may not have the so much association with our spiritual master, but at least we should always feel that we're subordinate to the spiritual master, and that he's our via media. He's the captain. Says the boat, there's a boat on the ocean, material existence, and the captain of the boat, the take us across the ocean of material nature, is the spiritual master. And the favorable winds is the Vedic hymns. The boat is like the body, and the spiritual master is the captain, and the Vedic hymns are the winds, which will, if we get on the boat, we take and follow the instructions of the spiritual master, and he can take us across the ocean of the material nature, or get us out of this world of samsara, a repeated birth and death. So Prabhupada says, as long as one adheres to the philosophy of duality, thinking one person as a friend, another enemy, he should be understood to be in the clutches of Maya. The Mayavadi philosophers think that all living entities are God, and therefore one is also mistaken. The Mayavadi philosopher also, who thinks that all living entities are God, are therefore also mistaken. No one is equal to God. The servant cannot be equal to the master. According to the Vaishnava philosophy, the master is one and the servant is one. The distinction between the master and servant must continue even in the liberated stage. In the conditioned stage, we think that some living entity are our friends, where others are our enemies. Thus we're in duality. In the liberated stage, however, the conception is that God is the master, and all living entities, being servants of God, are one. So Prabhupada came, never say Shunyavadi, came to defeat this Mayavadi philosophy. And Also, Lord Chaitanya came 500 years ago as Bhakta Avatar. The Prahlad Maharaj offered prayers to the Lord, and he said, the Lord, one name for the Lord is Tri Yuga, which means he comes in three yugas. He comes in white, red, and black color. And Kali Yuga, he comes in yellow color. But because he's hides himself, Lord Chaitanya came as Bhakta Avatar, came in the role of devotee. So many may think that he's not the Yuga Avatar, but he's still the Yuga Avatar, and he came to teach us how to be a devotee. Even one person, Ramachandra Puri, was a critic and fault finder. He would invite the devotees for prasadam and make them eat more than they wanted to. Then he'd criticize them and say, just see these Vaishnavas, they eat more than necessary. So he wanted to criticize Lord Chaitanya, but he couldn't find any fault in him. And Lord Chaitanya, when he saw Ramachandra Puri, because he was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and Madhavendra Puri was the disciple of Ishwara Puri, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master. So he was the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master. So Lord Chaitanya would offer respectful obeisances to Ramachandra Puri, even though he was a fault finder. So one day, Ramachandra Puri saw ants running around in Lord Chaitanya's room. And he said, just see, this sannyasi is eating sweets, too many sweets. Even though ants run here and there everywhere, and we even find ants in the bathroom. But Lord Chaitanya still respected Ramachandra Puri as superior to him because he was the godbrother of his spiritual master. So that's the Vaishnava etiquette. We should teach the godbrother of our spiritual master at the same, on an equal level with our spiritual master. And we are persons, and our father, we had a father. We trace back the original father, original person is Krishna. But we don't accept Mayavadi philosophy that everyone can become God at one point. But Krishna came in a material form the whole goal of life is to merge or become one. This is not acceptable. Vaishnava is not acceptable. We don't accept that philosophy that we can become one and merge. But we are Jivarasuroi, Krishnera Nityadas, we're eternal servants of Krishna, and we have our identity and have the ability to serve Krishna in five different ways, or either as a friend, as a servant, as a parent, or as a lover. Four different ways we can serve Krishna. In either case, we're always active. We never become inactive. The living entity is always active and always has a loving service relationship with Krishna. Prema Pumartha Mohan. This is the actual goal of Krishna consciousness, to develop our love for Krishna. So the love for Krishna can be developed by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But we must chant with great care and attention. And everything we do, we must do with great care and attention and not commit offenses. 10 offenses to holy name, contentment, is to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on the subject matter, and also be inattentive while chanting. So we should try to chant the holy name attentively 16 rounds. When Prabhupada went to America, he asked his disciples to chant 64 rounds. They said, "Prabhupada, we can't do that. It's too hard." He said, "Okay, you can chant 32 rounds. They said, "Prabhupada, it's too hard. We can't do that." He said, "Okay, then you chant 16 rounds, not less." So that is the standard in our movement. Everyone must chant 16 rounds, but with great care and attention, without committing offenses. And Prabhupada said, one time he said, devotee chants 16 rounds, then he throws away his bead bag and says, "Now I can do any damn thing I want." But no, 16 rounds is the minimum, but you can chant as more rounds, because the 16 rounds may not have been attentive or without offense. So we should chant Kirtanya Sadhari, to chant as much as possible. If possible, 24 hours a day, we should chant and be absorbed in the holy name and Krishna consciousness, like Prahlad Maharaj, even though he was a 5-year-old boy. So one time, some person came to Advaita Acharya and said that, who is Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master? So Advaita Acharya, in his mind, thought, well, there's two answers to that question, the spiritual answer and the material answer. So I'll give him the material answer first. So he said, Keshava Bharti is the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. So then, Achyutananda, who was only a 5-year-old boy, he was completely naked, came in the room and started chastising his father. He said, "Father, what did you say? You're saying Lord Chaitanya has a spiritual master? How dare you say such a thing? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can't have a spiritual master." So Advaita Acharya wasn't like a Rani Kashyapu. He didn't want to kill his son. He embraced his son with loving affection and was very happy that he had a child who was so intelligent, even at 5 years old, understood who Lord Chaitanya was. So Prahlad Maharaj was the only adult, he was only 5 years old, because he had learned from Narada Muni the Vaishnava philosophy of being, not seeing anyone as friend or enemy, being equal posed in all circumstances, being fearless. Even at 5 years old, he was a great Vaishnava, and he became one of the Mahajans. So I have to service now, so we'll stop there. Prantara Srimad Bhagavatam Kita, Srila Prabhupada Kita.